wanted me to turn on the recording? Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Mishashi Averis. That's where I'm up to. It's about 15 lines down, beginning at 2 lines. The Mishnah said that when she goes to do Tashmish, remember last week we said it's a woman that's Isaac Bataris. We make her do Bedika after Tashmish for Taris purposes, so we make her do Bedika before Tashmish already also. Lashenkin, a woman that's not Isaac Bataris, we're going to repeat this again today, is not Mechuyev to do any Bedika because we don't want her husband to get nervous. We said that last week. We're going to start this again. Amar Abami, Amar Abiyadai. I don't know how to pronounce this. I would say Eidan, but I'm not sure. Eidan Shotsnuas. Eidan Shotsnuas. This is the Bedika cloth. Eidan means the aid. The aid is the Bedika cloth. This is the Bedika cloth of the women that are Tsnuas, which makes it sound that it's a voluntary thing for the ladies that go the extra mile. This checking before Tashmish is a voluntary thing that Snuwais do. That's what Rav Ami seems to be saying. The problem is, it runs into the Mishnah that talks about, it says Suricha. The Mishnah makes it a requirement, and here all of a sudden, here comes Rav Ami and he says, this is a very nice thing to do for the Snuwais, the women that are, I don't know, like to use the word from, because from is the wrong word, that are private, What? Pious, he calls it? It's also not true. But, again, I don't have an exact word for the word tsnuas, but it's not pious. A pious woman will be a tsnua, but it's not, tsnua is not pious. Tsnua is a consequence of being pious. Anyway, the Mishnah says it's a requirement. And you say it's only for tsnuas? Amalei, Sarvami answered him, Shani Aymer Kalamakayim, Divi Chachamim Nikut Tznuah. You're a Tznuah if you keep the Chachamim. It's one and the same. Anybody that keeps Chazal's Takanis, a woman that keeps Chazal's Takanis, is a Tznuah. Amar Rav, Shainim Makayim, Divi Chachamim Tznuah, who's only Mikri? What do you tell me? Somebody who doesn't keep Chazal just is not a Tznuah? HaRasha Loi Mikri? He's not called a Rasha? Meaning, all of a sudden, Rav Ami makes it sound that keeping Drabonons, that makes you a very, I'll use his word even though I don't like it, pious. It's not true. If a person doesn't keep Chachamim, he's a Rasha. So you're making it sound like from one extreme to the other extreme. A person who keeps Chazal's Takanas, what a wonderful person they are. And if they don't keep it, they're just not wonderful. And for the Gemara El Amarava, Tznuais at Shabbatku Atzman Lufnei Tashmizeh, Ain't Shabbatka by Atzman Lufnei Tashmishah. Ain't Baitkas by Lufnei Tashmishachar. Which ain't the source I'm going to translate this. Baitkas by Yichbis Lahem. A woman checks herself before Tashmish. It's clean. Then she wants to use the same Bedika cloth the next time she has a relationship with her husband. A different night. Can she or can she not? It's clean. It's clean, but it's not 100% clean, because the bottom line is any bedika will leave some residue on the cloth, not necessarily anything wrong. It's not going to be colored that's got, but it's not 100% clean, but it's not us.
It mentions Tasha Sacher, it doesn't mention the bedika after
Tasha. We're going to talk about that. We're talking about before the next Tashmish. We're talking about the bedika before. The bedika after is a problem because it's full of Sheikh Masera. So that is going to be problematic to reuse the next time before Tashmish. It's not clean at all. But here we're talking about this is before Tashmish, and she's going to use it the next time before Tashmish. So it's legal. A Tznuah won't do that. A Tznuah, here Tznuah means that if she wants to make sure, she's more makbin, she's more careful. Now, this is not in the Tznias the way we see Tznias and a woman covering herself up and a woman keeping herself. This is internal, which does. But a tsnuah won't use the same bedika cloth twice. That's what Rav Ami meant. Rav Yanai meant Eidan Shotsnuas, or whatever word he said. Eidan Shotsnuas, right? That's what he meant. A tsnuah doesn't reuse a bedika cloth. A non tsnuah Legally, there's nothing wrong. It's a clean Benigna cloth. There's no blood on it. There's nothing on it.
The
Maisa, it's not 100% clean. It's not clean to the sense that it's nothing's on it. I said things on it.
I'm just giving a name to them.
Right.
It sounds like there is an Aruch HaShulchan which refers to a practice that the Shulchan Aruch calls it a something fit for Shmaim. And everyone should consider themselves a
and again, that's not what the Gemara is saying. The Aruch HaShulchan is fine and wonderful, and he was a great person, but that's not what the Gemara is saying. So I don't want to confuse or mislead anybody into saying that's what the Gemara is saying. Rashi. Dr. Rashi was there, Eden Shotznuois. Kloima. Midas Chasidus Shanukan. This is a midah of the pious. Belav Chiyuvahu. It's not an obligation. The Minim Epeik Sheni. Hatznuois. This comes from a Gemara in the second parak, it might be a Mishnah, that says, Tsunuais had a third bedika cloth there to check themselves before Tashmish. This Eidot is going before Tashmish, meaning Rabami and Rabbiana are saying that basically the before Tashmish is for the Tsunuais. They're the ones that do this. The non-Tsunuais do what? After Tashmish? And they do the morning and the evening, if they're Isaac Bataris. The Tznuais have an extra one. The problem is our Mishnah makes it requirement. So really, the Gemara could have asked it from this Mishnah later on. But Ravami comes along to the name of Rabbi Anai and says, this third one is a Tznuais thing. Well, what do you do with our Mishnah? It says, Tzrichais. Ein b'dekes v'ay lufnei Tashmish achar. Lufisha metunuf, it's dirty. V'keya maris libunai. Its whiteness is darkened. B'bdika rishayna. B'shuv ein niris by tipa kachardo. If it is a drop of blood the size of a mustard seed, it might get lost in that first b'dika cloth that's not lily white, if that's such a thing. Right? That's the statement. I'm not sure. They used to say lily something, but I forgot. I think it's lily white. I'm not sure. Yes, that's right. So according to the Maskon and the Gemara, and Snua doesn't reuse a Bedika cloth. Halakhically, one can use a Bedika cloth twice. Yes?
Is it possible, one thing I always wondered, it was poverty, which is of a caliber we have no conception. And everything, as has been mentioned many times over the last second, was saved. Can the Bedika cloth be
yes. Gufa. That's not what happened here. This is not what we're talking about. Gufa, Amar Rebbe Zeh, Ram Rebbe Abba, Bayim, Yom, Shmuel. Isha Shein Lovest. This is a Gemara that we had on the Amid Beis. A woman that has no vest. Asur L'Shamish Ashatibdak. We had this Gemara before. A woman that does not have a vest should not live with her husband until she checks. Now, last week we talked about this Gemara, and we said it's only talking about a woman that's Isaac Bataris. Right? And we asked, isn't a woman that has a vest also? But this is what we're going to talk about now. We said, a woman that doesn't have a vest must make a Bedika before Tashmish. Again, we said last week, only if she's working with Taris. A woman that's not working with Taris, don't make the Bedika. You'll make your husband nervous. That's what we said last week. Dr. Gemara. Amalei Rav Taylor Rav Yirmi Ba'aba. Ein lo vest boi Bedika. Yes lo vest boi Bedika. What's the difference? Doesn't a woman that you have a vest also have to check herself before Tashmish? The Mishnah said all women check themselves before Tashmish. Right? If they're Isaac Bataris. Again, we're talking about women that are Isaac Bataris. So what is Shmuel talking about a woman that doesn't have a vest? And for the Gemara, Amalai, yes, la vest, ara boy bedika, yeshena, if that's the way he pronounces it, loy boy bedika. A woman that's awake needs a bedika. A woman that's asleep, you don't have to wake her up to check herself. So if a husband wants to live with his wife and she's fast asleep, right? And he doesn't have to wake her up and say, now, dear, make a bedikah. Because it's not right to her. She has a vest, assume that she's Taira, and even though the Rabbanu were machmer that you should make a bedikah, kleidim tashmish, by a woman that's Isaac Bataris, but not by waking her up and making her make the bedikah. However, a woman she'ein lo vest, bein ara, bein yishana, yishena, boy bedikah. A woman that doesn't have a vest, if the man wants to live with his wife when she's sleeping, he should wake her up and make her make a bedikah before she has the before he has a relationship with her. That's what the Gemara is saying. Now the Mefarshim speak out that elsewhere in Shas in the Dar we had a Gemara that a person should not live with his wife while she's sleeping. But that's not a Hilchas Nida halacha. We're learning Hilchas Nida now, and Hilchas Nida a man can have a relationship with his sleeping wife, except he needs a bedikah if she doesn't have a vest.
He woke up, he
didn't
have to wake up,
he said
to wake her up and just not to check.
Now, it doesn't, who says
he
has to wake her up?
He says you don't
have to wake up to check. Doesn't say you have to wake her up, period. You're adding that in, which is fine. That's to reconcile this Gemara with the Gemara in the Dharam. But again, this is the, but this is not a discussion here. Mesechtas Nedarim said that, and maybe Dr. Harris is right, that you wake her up, but you don't have to wake her up to make a bedikah, you just have to wake her up. The Gemara in the Dharm, I think, talks about, elsewhere the Gemara talks about half up. Like, not up, but I guess that's what you mean by wake her up. Meaning she's not really up, she's like half up. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Question. A woman that does, right? Shmuel said a woman that doesn't have a vest needs a bedikah. And if she has a vest, she doesn't need a bedikah?
That's
a surprise, yeah. Why would... The Mishnah says she does. So even a woman that has a vest has to check herself before it touches. The Gemara's answer is, but she's asleep, she doesn't. But the Gemara's question is, Shmuel made it sound like she doesn't need a bedikah at all. Look, Tani Masnisim B'yeshla Vest to buy a bedikah. Tivin Dasuka B'taris, since she's working in Taris. Well, the common Paruch, Lishni Reha B'shein Dasuka B'taris. The Gemara is going to ask a question. Why can't the Gemara answer? The Mishnah is talking about a woman that works with Taris. She has to make a bedikah, Kledim Tashmish, even if she has a vest. And a woman that doesn't work with Taris, if she has a vest, doesn't. She doesn't have a vest, does. Why doesn't the Gemara answer that the Mishnah is talking about a woman that's working with Taris? That woman has to make a bedikah whether she does or doesn't have a vest. A woman that's not working with Taris doesn't have to make the bedikahs of the Mishnah. But maybe if she doesn't have a vest, she does have to make a bedikah. Maybe that's what Shmuel is saying. And that answers the question. Why did the Gemara have to go to waking and sleep? Let the Gemara give a very simple answer. The Shmuel is telling me that even though the Mishnah was talking about a woman that works with Taras, now it said every woman has to make a bedikah, that's a woman that works with Taras. A woman that doesn't work with Taras doesn't have to do the morning one, doesn't have to do the evening one, doesn't have to do the one after Tashmish, but she has to do the one before because she doesn't have that.
Didn't you say before you want to make the husband nervous?
Zakashi. Umishani Savir Shmuel Keina Suka Pila Eloi Vesloi Boy Bedika Levad. Because Shmuel holds we don't want a woman taking herself from her husband unless she's working with Taris, even if she doesn't have a vest. The Gemara doesn't answer because it's not true, like you just said. Hayavena Suka Bataris. So it's exactly what Rashi says. The Gemara will ask it. The Gemara will answer it. That we don't want a woman to make a bedika if she's not working with Taris. That's why we don't answer it because it's not true. We don't want a woman to make a bedika. That's why the Gemara says, but why Shmuel say ain't la vest? So the Gemara answers, it's talking about Asuka Bataris, but yes, la vest, you don't have to wake her up for the Bedika. Ain't la vest, you have to wake her up for the Bedika. Ara, awake. The Chazi of Asuka Bataris. Now Rashi wants to know what difference does it make. If we make her make a Bedika, why shouldn't you wake her up? And if we don't make her make a Bedika, so why make her a Bedika when she's awake? Look, Rashi, because when she's awake, she could work with Taras. Right? So therefore, boy, Badika Labaila. Therefore, we say she should check herself for her husband. She's in this state that she can work with Taras. Inami the Lekitircha Litzura, what we would have said. You don't have to bother her. It's not a tsar. You're not schlepping her out of bed. Avu Yishreina, Ikatsara. You're waking up this poor lady. When she's sleeping, she's not working with Taras. So even though during the day she does, so Rashi gives two reasons why a sleep should be different than awake. The simple reason is what I would have said. The poor lady is sleeping. You're making her get up and make a bedika? Why are you doing that to her? I would doing it, ain laves, we understand. Yes, laves, why bother her? It's a chumra anyway. And the other answer, Rashi says, as long as she's capable of working with Taras, we make a bedika for a bylaw. When she's in a state that she's not going to work with Taras when she's fast asleep, then we don't make her make a bedika. That's Rashi's other difference between the two.
Doing a bedika right after Tashmish is better than checking out later if a lady's working with Taras?
Yes, because the reason we wanted to make a bedika after Tashmish is because of the fear, the far fear, I mean, the small fear, if you want to call it that, the small percentage of women that Tashmish causes them to bleed.
So if they check right away,
then they'll know if they bled.
I'm sorry?
Then they'll know if they bled.
And if they check later, then
they might not know. See, because we're used to think of blood as a period. Because I'll talk about blood as it being a chipistam kachardo. So, you're right. Today, we won't think about a woman having a period of a very small... A period is a period. You'll know about it tomorrow morning. You'll know about it 2 days from now. But in the Chazal, we're talking about she might see a little bit of blood. The Tyrus by Benika... The Bia... You mean, is it a wound caused that, you want to know? The fear of Raya Dam Machmas Tashmish is that Tashmish triggers Nidus. That's the fear. Now, there are women that have wounds internally, irritation, things like that. And that makes problems because, A, they can't get themselves clean because it's irritated, it's bleeding. So, I mean, I just tell you what they do today. They have trained women called Bedekes, a woman who is usually a nurse, who's trained to check the woman's internal vagina to see if there's anything that can cause bleeding, which changes the halacha for her, because that's not needless. So there's all kinds of halachas of how this woman gets clean and everything like that. But there are women trained that way that know how to check other women if necessary. Yes. Don't think of my right. Amar Rava, and this is the Gemara that Rashi spoke out. It's interesting that Rashi brings the Gemara. It says later on the Gemara will ask, and it's two lines later. But I think that is Rashi.
You didn't finish the Rashi?
I didn't? Yes, I did.
What hers by Badika?
I said the Gemara Vaitra.
Yeah.
We didn't learn the Gemara yet, so I can't learn the Rashi. I mean, I could, but it's not in the Gemara that I learned. Now, I think that Rashi does that because he feels that you'll have this question immediately and you won't have any patience to go three lines later. So he says, don't worry, calm down. The Gemara's going to ask it. But sometimes he just says, the Gemara will ask and doesn't bother telling you the Gemara's answer. Sometimes, like here, he tells you the whole piece of Gemara. I don't know why. He tells you the question, he tells you the Gemara's answer. If he's talking to the impatient, he could have just said, hold your horses, the Kama Mefarish law. The Gemara will ask. He doesn't have to tell you the answer. Obviously, he feels you're so impatient that you can't even wait. I mean, I don't know. I'm putting my mouth into words into Rashi, which I don't like to do. But I'm just saying, right now, the Gemara's going to ask the question. Yes, doctor.
That although the commentaries of Rashi, especially more so than Tosfos, were many times written on the side, there also, at this time, you know, before Vilna, there were separate editions of Rashi, which, you know, you had the Gemara in one edition, and you had a separate Sefer, which had Rashi in it. You were flipping between the two.
I don't think that answers the question, but I'm not going to get involved in that. Because nobody learned Rashi without Gemara, because it didn't make any sense.
No, they were learning Gemara with Rashi.
Right, so again, Gemara. So therefore, why did Rashi have to bring it down if you can read the next two lines of the Gemara that you're learning anyway? Yeah. I'm a rabba. That's why Tysus calls Rashi Kuntris. Rashi always, Tysus refers to Rashi, Perish HaKuntris. It was a notebook. It was a notebook with Rashi's Perish. So he says, Kuntris says. But it's an amazing thing. It's an amazing fact that, again, for me is amazing. For other people, it might be simple. All this was handwritten. That means every one of the Bali Taisas had a copy of this Kuntras. Somebody had to write it. Somebody had to write down Rashi and all of Shas. Right? And they didn't write one copy. Anybody that wanted to learn had to copy the whole Rashi and copy the whole Gemara, word for word, and learn them. There was no copy machine. There was no printing press. It was all handwritten. So the fact that so many Bali Taisas were able to learn, to me, is an amazing thing that somebody sat there and wrote Rashi. That was the problem in those days, if you didn't know which Gerus is right. Because when you have people copying, I can give everybody the same thing, 40 pages worth, not even all of Rashi, and say, copy it, and you'll have different Gerus. One guy will copy and leave this out, one guy will copy and add things. That's what'll happen. That's what happened. That's why Rashi always says, Haki Gersina in the Gemara. Because Rashi had in front of him different versions of the Gemara. Copied by hand.
So different versions of the Kuntras?
Well, if you have, again, if I gave you 40 pages to copy and gave Dr. Harris 40 pages to copy, they wouldn't be the exact same words. Wow. But you would never copy today. You'd go Xerox. In my days, they used to call it Xerox. And now it's not called Xerox anymore. You would copy it on a copy machine.
You would actually read it, too.
But, or you would read it to AI, and they would copy, they would print it for you.
Not just medieval. I mean, in Russia, there were many
Yeshivas not
have full
Tadashah. Yeah, okay, again.
It's something.
Nothing in my writer. I'm a Rabba. Malay Malay, Yeshla Vesla Taris by Badika, Labila Loy by Badika. Why don't we answer? There's a difference between Taris and Bila. That a woman that has a vest doesn't need a Badika, Labila. And Ayla Vesla, Labila Nami by Badika. And since he didn't answer that, by not answering that, we're telling you that Shmuel holds no woman should check for her husband. Exactly what Rashi spoke out. Why didn't the Gemara give that answer? Because it's not true. So Rashi Lataris by Badika. Kloima, Hasuka Bataris. The Havamina is the one who works Bataris. Boy Badika Afil Labaila would have to check even for her husband. Lebaila loy boy badika, heichud ein asuka. Ein lo vest afilu lebaila, greida, the ein asuka betaris. She doesn't work for taris, boy badika. The answer is, call lebaila beloy taris loy boy badika. We don't want a woman to check herself for her husband. Afilu ein lo vest, even if she doesn't have a vest. Hilkachad amishmu asur l'shamish ashitiv doik, basuka betaris koi. He's obviously talking about a woman that's working with taris. It says, we said Shmuel was talking about Sukkah Bataris. This is where we say it. Dr. Gemar Viter. Tana Rabbanan. Chamorin Upayalin. Donkey drivers and workers. Meaning, these are the people that come home and find their wives. They come from a long distance, they come from work, they've been gone for a number of days, and they come home. Or habor mi beisa, avu mi beisa mishta. Somebody went out of town for a chasana, or for a velas. It means he's not in constant contact with his wife. the phone wasn't working, the email wasn't working, the WhatsApp wasn't working. Whatever other ways people communicate today with their spouse wasn't working in those days. So he's coming home. The same Lambecheska Tara. He can assume that his wife is Tahira. Uborn b'shayin imahem, and he can live with her, may yishaynes, may arayis, whether they're awake or sleeping. He doesn't have to worry that maybe she's an Ida. She left her b'cheska Tara. He finds her, he assumes that she's still the same he left her. Now, obviously, they speak out. He wasn't gone for 3 months, right? Because she became an Ida during that time. We're talking about a woman, a guy that left town for 3 days. He comes back. Why assume that things changed? The medwarm amorem shenicham b'cheska Tara. That's if you left the b'cheska Tara. Avanicham b'cheska Tumah. But if you left her and she was an Ida, she's tamei until she tells him I'm tahar. Okay, that's the brisa. Zok the Gemara. Vashmuba my mokila. This shmul, remember, the brisa says sleeping or awake. The brisa does not differentiate between sleeping and awake. But my mokila, ibi yeshlo vest kashara. What he set it up for? Which case does he think this is talking about? If it's talking about a woman that has a vest, we said before that a woman that has a vest that's working with Taurus has to check herself if she's awake. This brisa says he doesn't have to do anything. Comes home, assumes his wife is Tahira, nothing's necessary. Shmuel said an awake woman has to do bedika if she's asuka b'Taurus. If she ain't a vest, kashabein or a beishan. If she doesn't have a vest, he has to wake her up to make a bedika. Now, the Gemara is assuming that this woman is a woman that's Isaac Bataris. That's what the Gemara is assuming. Zog the Gemara, lo'ilam b'shiyash l'vest, v'kivish shetava, ein log b'dika g'day l'mizu, a new halacha. If a guy comes home and finds his wife awake, and he says, can we live together, that's her b'dika. Because if anything had happened, she would say, let me check myself. If she would be afraid of anything that happened, meaning, this is Rashi's shot, it's a big chiddush, that the bedika before Tashmish doesn't necessarily have to be an actual physical bedika. Asking the woman, and the woman saying yes to the relationship, means the woman is confident that nothing's happening in her body, and that's good enough. Chiddush. A chiddush to the point that Rashi says, I hesitate, shape shot that in Gemara, my dap shot in the Gemara.
This is only by those people?
By a woman that has a vest.
No, these are the people that are
already. No, so that's a good thing. How many of you live in town? So most of the Mepharshim say it won't make a difference. They say, you're 100% right, the question's a great question, but most say that it won't make a difference, even if you live in town. It's even those people. When they come home, they say to their wife, can we have a relationship? And she says, yes. That means she's confident. That's as good as a bedika. It's a big chiddush. Till now we said bedika means a physical bedika. And all of a sudden, the one before Tashmish is enough to say, yes, let's do Rashi.
But you can't do it when she's asleep.
No. But if Yashla Bez doesn't need a bedika when she's asleep.
Why are you assuming this is that she's Yasa Tahar? This is Tahar.
What?
Why are you thinking, assuming it's going to deal with Tahar?
Now, that's a good kasha. I don't know why we're assuming that way. I don't know. I hear your question. I don't know. Taisa says, Rabbi Cohn, that it's only for the guy that comes from a trip. So if he comes and asks her, she would be very careful to make sure that nothing happens in the meantime. But if he's home, the way Taisa learns, again, this is the way Taisa learns, and I'm just quoting Taisa. Tais, by the way, Tais is your kasha too. Why don't we assume it's talking about she's not working with Taurus? Why are we assuming that it's talking about working with Taurus? So Tais answers because it said the same land becheskes Tara uboim b'shoyim imohem. Well, if it's becheskes Tara, obviously he can live with her. What is the two statements? B'shoyim land becheskes Tara, and then there's an extra three words. And he can live with her. Well, with Becheskes Tara, he can live with her. What is... So the advertiser says, obviously he's coming to tell me, even a woman that has a vest. That's Tyson's answer to your question. Rabbi Cohn's question was what had happened to the guy's home. So Tysus learns that ain't no chinami. And the way Tysus learns, and I know everybody's going to ask me the other way, but I'm just telling you what Tysus says, that a guy comes from home, he hasn't been home for a while, he has to spend time persuading his wife to have a relationship because he hasn't been home. So whatever relationship there is between the two of them, it's cooled off. He's not home. So he has to rekindle that relationship. So therefore, since there's a lot of time spent on that, the woman will be very careful in her mind to make sure she's okay. Whereas he's home, doesn't have to spend that amount of time persuading her to have a relationship. Therefore, we say she needs an actual bedikah. That's what Tysus said. There are those that argue, but that's Tysus' shot. So he does differentiate, as Rabbi Cohn wanted to, between the women people traveling and the women that are the men are home. Rashi. Don't Rashi, Kivin Shatava, the Tashmish, Ainlach Bigdika, God Ilamizu. The Eve like Kimla the Tyra, he have a Batka. Because if she's not sure, she would say, let me make a Bigdika. But Bidika, they're coming from Shmuel El, Mitzvah Saki. And when Shmuel said before she needs a Bidika, this makes me sound that Rashi doesn't agree with Tysus. It's enough to ask her. So Rashi, Velibi Megamkim. I'm in the, I'll start again. I finished the Rashi before of Leibai Bidika. I'm up to Kiva, which is the third narrow line from the end. Kiva Shatava Latashma Shainlach Bidika Gazayel Mizu. The Eloi Kimla the Tyrevi, if you wouldn't know that she saw her, have a butt, she would have checked herself. Ubedika the Kamish Mulel, Betriya Sagi. You don't have to do a Bedika. See, this makes me think not like Tysus. Rashi doesn't say that Shmuel was talking about the man that's home. He doesn't say that. He says, Tria is enough. And then Rashi throws in very key words. Asking her, Tria, the Gemara said, Tava, he asked her. He asked her for a relationship. Tava. It's in the Gemara, two lines in the bottom.
So she will do it on her own?
If she's not 100% sure, on her own, she would offer to say, let me check myself.
Are these people coming
home? Okay, I finished the last. Believe me, Megamgam, very important words. Rashi says, I'm hesitant in this shot. I don't have a different shot. But, like, it bothers me. Like, the Gemara talks about Bedika, 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 and all the Gemara throws in, that all you have to do is ask her. So Rashi says, believe me, Megamgam. But he doesn't offer another shot. Yes?
So these people are coming home. Are they on a schedule or surprised when they get home? Or it doesn't make a difference?
It doesn't say. It doesn't say. So, whatever you want to make up. I assume they're not on a schedule because in those days travel wasn't. I mean, it's like the airlines today. Are you on a schedule? No, but they were worse than the airlines today. They really were dependent on a million things, weather, road conditions. It's a whole different thing.
That's what I'm asking because I would think.
Rabbi Yitzchak?
Hold a second, Dr. Brett, yes.
I would think that the woman always would have to check herself, even if he's still there, because they don't know when they're coming home.
Again,
I'm not sure.
If she's working with Tyra, she's checking herself every morning and evening.
Yeah.
He comes home and he asks for a relationship. Does she have to go check herself now? She just checked herself this morning.
In other words, they're actually talking about whether she was.
They're not talking about anything. He comes home and says, "Can we have a relationship?"
And then she would do bdika?
If she felt there's any chash that she's not clean, she's not stupid, she doesn't want to live as an Ida.
Why is it any different than general?
Yeah.
Why is it any different? She has to do it. As long as it deals with Tara,
so again, without Tysus, I would have said no difference. Anytime a man asks his wife for a relationship, that's enough that she doesn't need a bdika. That's what I would have said. Tyson disagrees with me, and I know Tyson doesn't disagree with me. Tyson says there's a difference in the amount of time in the pre-talking between a man that returns home and a man that lives at home. And that assumption that the woman would react and say, I better check myself, is more true the more time spent in the persuading her and talking her into having the relationship. Then the guy that's home. That's what Tysus says. I'm just quoting it. Tysus, I know, I don't have, that's what he says.
So the guy that's at home, she has to check herself anyway?
She has to check herself before Tashmish, correct. That's what Titus holds. I think from Rashi's Masma not that way. Because Rashi says, that which Shmuel said, Badika, he meant asking. So why didn't Rashi say Shmuel's talking about the man that didn't come home? The man who lived at home, wasn't traveling. That's my idea that Rashi doesn't agree with Titus. He's retranslating Shmuel. When Shmuel said she has to check herself, he means he has to ask her. And then Rashi throws in, I'm very hesitant in this shot. Titus will say, Shmuel's talking about the woman that the husband lives home, and she has to actually check herself. And the bride is talking about a man that comes home from traveling, and that, the talk and the persuasion, makes her think 100 times over, am I really good or not?
I want to repeat Dr. Harris's question, because that's what I was getting at, I just couldn't put the words together. So if a woman, if a while is home...
You want to type this?
Do a big, now, according to Rashi...
I don't know, Rashi, but
that's... ...about that exactly, there's a difference between traveling or not traveling?
No, Rashi's hesitant because he just made up a new shot that when Shmuel said the word Badika, he didn't mean it. That's why he's hesitant. He just came along and said, Shmuel said Badika, didn't mean Badika.
Wouldn't the woman whose husband is home be more aware than the woman?
I'm reading...
...the scheduled or not?
Again.
More aware of what?
Of her being a need or not. Now, the answer is, Tyson seems to learn that the conversation, the pre-conversation that's longer for the guy that comes home from town, is causes her to think more. You can't argue in these kind of things. What am I supposed to tell you? You're telling me the woman's this way, I'll tell you the woman's the other way. Are we doing a study now to how women are? I never figure out how women are anyway. So, right, so at the end of the day, you never can predict them. So, you know what I'm saying? Tyson's saying this is the way it is. You're saying no, it isn't the way it is.
Women need more of an emotional connection to go there. So if they don't know, that makes sense. I mean,
okay, you can make the argument that it's not around. What is it called? Abstinence creates... Abstinence creates... I've got the word thing. Abstinence.
Great fondness. Rabbi Margaretin?
Again, somebody's still talking here, Dr. Bray. Yes.
Yeah, the bracha for a person when he's away from home, I think during Shavuot also, they should have a bracha that the wife is ready to have a relationship.
Right. So therefore what? We just said it. The man comes home, he wants a relationship with his wife. He's been gone for a week. It's a bracha for him to find her in good faith. What does that have to do with her?
She should know that her husband is waiting for her.
Again, it doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is, he wasn't home. Okay. You can't argue anything like this.
Absence makes
them ponder. That's actually what I said, and they all answered me. It's by men, not by women.
Who said that to me?
That's what I said that. I said I expected everybody to ask me that question, absence makes the heart go stronger. And Dr. Harris threw it and said it's only by men. So I can't argue with him. Right. I have a ride to the Gemara from him. Dr. Gemara, right. Yes, Dr. Bray.
On your Tzuras Hadav, do you have the Haggos of the Tiyunim?
No, I don't.
Because on the Oizra Hadar, he has a little comment there with a whole Abifus, saying that maybe the words believing the Gamgim or the Divrei Hamagia, about which Girsa was correct.
Again, I don't know what to tell you. All I can tell you is I don't have an Oizra Hadar, and this is the Gemara I've been learning since I learned Nida the first time. I never had an Oizra Hadar. I had an Oizra Hadar in Nazir because there were 65 Rushes. Somebody just brought me an Oizra Hadar. It's hay?
Yeah, hay.
He brings down Tysus.
Right, but then the you're talking
about. Right, but then in the end he says maybe the words leaving the Gam game are not the words of Rashi, but the words of who wasn't which correct Girsa, whatever. I just thought I'd ask that.
Oh, yeah, okay. He's saying maybe Rashi didn't write leaving the Gam game. Could be. I don't know. Again, I didn't have the eyes of other. Thank you for bringing it to my attention, but we will proceed. Amalei Rabba L'Rabba. Ma'u L'Mavid Ka Masnisa. Can we rely on this? Is Tviya good enough? The Krashi. Come, Masnisa. Ayishan is koi. Going on the woman sleeping. Mi boy bedi koi tviya. Meaning we're talking about the woman that doesn't have a vest. Can we rely on this? Is tviya good enough? But that's what Rabab asked Rava. Now, it's clear from this Gemara that they kept Taras in Bavel. What? What? I that's why I didn't put it in. I spoke it out. I thought about it. I spoke it out. I didn't say it's the Gemara.
But isn't that Hagasha?
That's a great question. The answer is, that's why a woman that wasn't Isaac Bataris, we never were worried about. It's a Humra in Taris. You're right. This whole thing about needing Bedikas constantly is a Humra in Taris. Because as you pointed out, they had Agasha. That's why a woman that didn't Isaac Bataris had no reason to do any Bedikas. She's the hybrid until she has Agasha. So Rabbi asked Rava, can I rely on this Braisa? Halacha Lamaisa, can I rely on this Braisa? He didn't say, can I? He said, can people do like this Braisa? It's clear from this Gemara that they were Isaac Bataris. Now, they didn't have Truma and Bubbo, they didn't have Kachim and Bubbo, but they had Chulam Batara. So these people in Bubbo were still eating Chulam Batara. Now, I don't know if they had Paraduma water in Bubbo. I don't think they did, but that's only Tumas Meis. Other Tumas, you don't need Paraduma water. But it's clear from this Gemara was Mia Chiddush, and I didn't see anybody talk about it, that they were Isaac Bataris. Because if they weren't Isaac Bataris, this whole Gemara is not Negeya. Amalei, Sudni. Sudni means there's two Pshatim. Sudni. Right? Loi. The Mignaba Loi. Don't rely on it. I'm sorry. Sudni, Loi. The Mignaba Ape. Meaning, don't you think that needing a bedika will make her disgusting? Well, there's two pshatim in this, so let's learn Rashi. Sunni. The first shot is Talmud Chacham. Hashem Sayyid Hashem Li Reyav. Talmid Chachamim get the secret of Hashem to those who fear him. So he said, the man of secrets, the Talmud Chacham, Loi Bai Bedika. The Chimitztachi Lo Bedika, Migne Bape. Loi. She should not need bedika. You can rely on this, Braisa. Because bedika does make a woman unseemly in front of her husband. The bottom line, needing to ask the bedika, her husband gets nervous. They're not nervous, just doesn't, it takes away his feeling towards his wife. That's what he says. Taisa says that it's talking about a woman that's sleeping. You wake her up and you make her do a bedika with ein la vest, right? By the time she sets down and does the bedika, by the time you do it, it's like, it makes the husband feel unseemly. Again, I'm reading Rashi. Rashi says, it's migne bape. Lishna achrina. Now, the other lashon is, ma'u lemevet ka masnisa deloy by bedika. Same question. The ilusir way, because Rapapa held, bo'min adarach lav dafka v'koshke yoshe v'meitzai. He did not differentiate between the person that traveled and the person at home. Amalei Sudni. Now, according to the second shot, Sudni means something else. Rapapa matol shechor habe. Rapapa was a deer made beer. Kedamer b'meza neshech. Shechroi loy pasid. The beer doesn't get ruined. Rapapa talks about his business. He says, my beer doesn't get ruined by sticking around. Matol shechor nikri Sudni. The way they called the person who made beer was Sudni. Kedamina b'arib psakim. Tamri b'chaluzach, if you have dates in a vessel that you're collecting dates, before the price goes down, lebe sudne roi, run to a person that makes date beer. Meaning, so we see sudni is the person that makes beer. And the second lashon says, loy migne be'abe, bitmia. Im ata matzricha b'dika, v'loy timas v'tizgara b'vonav. Same shot, really, but it's a lashon. Don't you think that she's going to be disgusted? He's going to be disgusted if she has to go make a bedika? So both Moshiners are ending up, if I understand them correctly, that tefillah is good enough. Amalei, Amar of
Kahana. Why is he calling Sunni a scholar? Well, what,
there's two pshatim, the way it's
written. The first one. Well,
that he's a scholar.
Why is he a scholar?
Listen, Talmud Chacham. Somebody asked you a shayla, he's a Talmud Chacham. You say, Talmud Chacham. It's an honorable title. And calling him a beer dealer? Either way, he's calling him by a title. Either he's calling him by the title of his business or the title of the fact that he was a Talmud Chacham. Just two pshatim, the words with me. Amar Rav Kahana. Shaltinu l'inchi beisa de rapapa de rabuna bein of Yeshua. Unbelievable. Rav Kahana said, I asked their wives. I asked Rebetzin Rapapa and Rebetzin Ravuna Brenda Yeshua. Ki yasa rabbanu mi beirav, matzuchu b'dika? Do your husbands make you do a b'dika? V'amri li lai. And they told me no. They don't make us do b'dikas. He wanted to know. They were women that had a vest. And he wanted to know. Does your husband make you do a b'dika or not? He wanted to know how they act. So he asked the wives. Rav Kahana went, they asked the wives.
Right now we're talking about people that deal with
Taras. That's what I just said. It's a riot from this Gemara that they kept Taras. I said I had the same kind of looking around to see anybody point this out. I didn't see. I didn't see anybody point out that these people must have worked with Taras. Why else in the world are we talking about Badika? We said before that a woman that's not working with Taras shouldn't do Badika. I looked around to see if anybody comments. I didn't see anybody comment. I might have missed it, you know what I mean? It's not like I see everything and anything, but what?
If it wouldn't be because of Taurus, it would be totally inappropriate question. This is more appropriate than talking about
Taurus. No, I mean, ask if they knew Badika before their relationship. When your husbands come home from Shul, from the Beis Medrash, did they make you do a Badika? That was the question. We would not ask already this question. Because there it says, Rav Kahana was 100% L'shem Shemayim. He wanted to know how long you're L'maisa. It's not us, but we don't ask women private questions.
Even more understandable.
Why didn't he ask that?
Rabbi? I was about to ask, why didn't he ask their husband?
Exactly the Gemara's question. Why didn't he ask them? Dr. Gemara, Dilma Inu Kamachmi on Abshayu. Rashi's going to have two pshatim, but the one that Rashi likes is that they might say we make them do b'dika, but that's their own chumrah. That's their own chumrah. And since that's their own chumrah, for others, they paskin hefter, for them, they're machmer. So when he would ask them, what do you do? They would say mutter. They're not going to say they're chumrah. He would ask them, do you make your wife do b'dika? They're going to say, no, it's mutter. That's the halacha.
They don't know that. They just do what no, they figure it, but yeah, we do.
Again. The Ravuna and Papa Ravuna and Mishul were very from Amaroyim. Somebody came and asked the Shaila, do you need Badika? They would say, no, that's Talacha. But maybe personally they're Machmer. They're not going to reveal their personal Chumras. That's what they wanted to know, exactly. And find out if the person's Machmer, you ask his wife. Because she doesn't know Talacha and the Chumra. Exactly. You ask them, you're going to get the answer that you give in Shir, it's mutter. If you ask the wives, you're going to find out what practically happened.
That might be a chumrah, though.
Again, it might be they just wanted to know. They didn't want to know. Rav Kahana wanted to know, are they machmer? Exactly what Rav Kahana wanted to know. Listen, right?